Leonardo?
No, he's talking about Matthew McConaughey and fucking Dazed and Confused.
Like, I remember the first time I watched it, I was like, oh, this is the, like, the iconic, like, where it comes from.
Yeah.
And I watched it, I was like, dude's not even, like, a main character. I was like, and it's just a little weirdo. And it, like, I mean, it's the role. He did a good job at playing it, but, like,
that was, like,
he's
his,
a weird
that was
character,
his first
dude.
Acting role ever.
It's a weird character in the movie.
Yeah. Well, yeah, dude, he's like this
he's like the
older
20-year-old out of high, like, trying
older
to be the high
hanging
school.
Out with
yeah,
the seniors, bro.
All right.
He's what is it? It was like, you know what I love
and
about
the
high
the first
school
time
girls?
He says it,
yeah,
like,
he's like,
it doesn't
what
even
I love
show
about high school girls is I get older and they say the same
yeah.
age.
But like, it doesn't even like, show him, like, they're driving away out of the car as he's saying it or something. Like, they're doing a zoom out the first time he said it.
Yeah. No. Wait,
I
what?
Thought it was.
Are you you're talking about when he was
like,
pulling
in? The movie.
In. He was like,
yeah.
All right.
I'm pretty sure that was the first song. I don't know. You watched that movie?
No.
You haven't seen Dazed and Confused?
Yeah. You've never seen Dazed and Confused?
I watched it a couple times.
No.
Yeah, it's a good fucking movie.
Yes.
It's a good fucking movie.
So, yeah.
Well, what's going on, guys? And welcome. Until the Floating Island Podcast. Good night, love, and good luck in life, and good night, your car will die with a smile. You would have loved her, but you won't. You don't know. No. Don't shut down on me now. Don't shut down on me. All right. Well, as always, I hope you're having a fantastic day. Week, month, year, whatever the fuck you're having. I hope you're having a great time and you keep on living your best life. I got Caleb and Tyler up in here. What's going on, guys?
What's up?
Yeah.
Pleasure.
What the fuck is in?
No, I said yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that what's going on?
Yeah.
Is that what's going on? What's going on in your mind, Tyler? Come on. What are you thinking about, dude?
Too much for you to comprehend.
Lay it down, bro. The mic's right there. Talk. Let's hear it. Let's
yeah,
hear what's going on in your fucking mind.
Yeah, back it up. I mean,
come on, bro. Yeah, let's see if I can comprehend it. Let me grab a beer.
Now, only thing I can think of in my head is that SpongeBob clip where it's like the workings of my mind or an enigma, and then it, and it's like a clip of like a milk carton just tipping over and spilling. I don't know.
I don't know. When you started talking about like that, yeah. I remember like the Karate Island one where he's like in your mind.
No, it wasn't that.
Or whatever.
It was like, oh, I forget, but I know the scene you're talking about where it's like,
yeah. He's yeah. watching the clip.
It, like, be one with the something. It was,
I don't know. Well, fuck yeah, dude. Well, it's kind of, like, bitter sad. This is going to be the last podcast we have you on here. You're going to be dipping out to fucking Colorado?
Denver.
Gonna be living it up out there, huh, man?
Yeah, how many days is it now?
What day are you leaving? Like August 10th or something like that, right?
27 days.
11th?
The 11th? Are you leaving the 11th?
The 11th.
Oh, fuck yeah. It's coming up, dude.
Yeah.
It's coming up, man.
It is. Bittersweet, but I'm happy to go.
Honestly. It's the next chapter in life, man.
It is.
Go live it up there, meet new and interesting people.
Yeah, I don't know anyone over there, so.
I don't know, you just gotta go out to a bar one night and fucking just start meeting people.
I don't know if that's the kind of people I want to meet.
Well, no, you can go to a nice bar. And
that's the point of
people.
A fresh start.
What, are you trying to escape bars? Are you running away from your demons?
Not escape bars, just, I don't know, I'd rather meet someone in a more productive...
Like a library?
No. That is
shop?
No one goes to a library and it's like, God, I cannot wait to meet my future wife.
Do you hope to have one of those moments where you like you remove one of the books on the shelf and you see her on the other side, bro, and you're like,
give her a little.
Or she
drops
her glasses. Are you reading
the same book?
She drops her reading glasses.
Ooh,
and you pick them up for her.
You like Shakespeare too? What to have and to hold.
Exactly.
See whatever book she's reading and just go find one with the same author and just be like, oh, you know this writer too?
That's some heavy work.
This is my favorite.
You like James Cameron too? The sea explorer of the generation?
Yeah. It sounds like we're on to something.
Yeah, so. I'm sure there's a library on campus.
Pro- Probably. I've never been, I don't know.
Little
it's batty. It's a college.
She's been holding books so long, but she really longs to hold somebody else.
Hey, baby, I see you're studying biology. Let's do...
I think you and me have chemistry. Yeah, I was trying to say something like that, I
couldn't remember. Damn. That's pretty good.
let me just... Before I start writing this down. Oh, damn. So, fucking... What's going on in your brain, dude? Kind of going back to that, dude.
It was a milk carton.
Yeah.
But look like, up the video. Look up the video.
They can't be all. You always got something going on.
No, look it up.
What? The fucking SpongeBob?
The workings of my mind are an enigma. Look that up on YouTube.
Fine. I will. I will look it up.
Do you not remember the scene?
I need to get a fucking Jimmy, bro.
I had no idea what it meant as a child because I didn't know what enigma meant.
What was it? The inner workings of my mind it are an enigma. Oh, it's the episode with the Bosch.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, dude, I remember that shit. Oh, that's funny.
That was the box episode?
Yeah, when SpongeBob was trying to see what was inside the fucking box. Oh, the secret
box one. I thought you were talking about
the... It's an embarrassing photo of us at the Christmas party.
It turns out SpongeBob. It actually was, dude. That was the fucking best.
But if you pull the secret string, the compartment.
It's just a string.
I thought you were talking about the box episode where the imagination.
Oh yeah, bro.
I thought you were talking about that one.
Maybe instead of doing this podcast, we can just watch that episode.
Dude, remember when you were just changing the.
What does that say?
I don't know. Too hot, something
no
like
space
that.
On memory card.
Ah, the memory card on the camera. It's always something with that thing.
Remember,
you keep talking.
When he was changing the TV and it was just boxes on the TV. Boxing. He's like, finally something normal. And then it was the two boxes going at it.
What an interesting...
We grew up on a good era of cartoons.
We did. And then what's his face? The creator of SpongeBob left SpongeBob and then it turned to shit.
Yeah.
Wait, why did he leave again?
I don't know.
Probably, I don't know. Career, I don't
Nickelodeon, know. I don't know. It's coming out. They're kind of known for. I heard like abusing kids and shit, like kid actors.
Well, the iCarly one.
No, what was it? It was I saw a clip. You know Jason Nash, the guy that's like young but looks like super old.
Huh.
Jason Nash, the guy that looks young but super old.
No.
Like with David Dobrik and all that.
Okay.
But he appeared once on Drake and Josh. Do you remember when Drake and Josh's dad was like choking and then he got the Heimlich?
Yes.
So Jason Nash is the one that gave him the Heimlich.
Okay.
And then so apparently he still gets paid royalties on that episode. But Drake, the guy who played Josh Peck, he said that he doesn't get paid royalties because the Nickelodeon executives told him that child actors don't get paid those. Like, on child shows, you don't get paid all that. And then Jason Nash is like, I still get paid for it.
Was he a child at the time?
Yeah, so they said on like,
children's TV. Or he just knew.
It was children's TV.
No, he was a children's star in his time. And he was still getting royalties.
No. Did you hear the beginning of it?
No.
So it was Jason Nash and John Peck. They were talking. And then Jason Nash mentioned how he still gets royalties for this episode of Drake and Josh.
Oh.
And then Josh Peck was like, wait, they told me that there's no royalties on children's TV.
So they said that you couldn't get...
Because he was a kid. They fucked him. They're like, no, there's no
royalties. So they just took the money.
For episode. But the guy, Jason Nash...
Dude, he got
for 3 seconds and he still gets a check in the mail every once in a while.
He got fucked. And like apparently, dude, he went through like a whole lot of shit, dude.
Which one?
Fucking
Josh. No, Drake did. Drake Bell.
Drake like apparently.
Do you remember Drake?
Pedophile or something.
Yeah, he was like,
Drake. He went to Mexico, changed his name, and became a Spanish singer.
No, but like,
and then got like charged with like an account of something,
like sexual assault.
I don't remember what it was.
It was crazy, but
yeah.
I think I
just remember seeing the memes of him in court.
I didn't really keep up with it.
No, it was Zoom Court.
I just saw
the memes of him in Zoom Court. That was wild.
Because I remember finding out he changed his name and moved like to Mexico and became a Spanish singer. I was like,
but he actually wasn't like terrible though.
He wasn't.
Not that bad.
And then, like...
Didn't he sing the Drake and Josh theme song?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, yeah. He was a good singer.
And then, like, two days later... Like,
he actually had a little bit of, a singing career on Nickelodeon.
A little bit.
And then, like, kind of. He never, like, made it to, like, superstar. Not, like, Jonas Brothers, like, came out of, like, that. Like,
yeah, but then they actually make good music now.
No, Joe Jonas, I think, is the only one that came out of that. Really.
No, Nick. Bro, Nick did stuff, too.
The Jonas Brothers are a pretty big band.
And they came back together.
Are they still releasing stuff?
What? Yeah, dude. They just came out with a new album.
I just remember Joe Jonas' Cake by the Ocean or something.
No, they broke up a while ago, after the Nickelodeon stuff.
I hate my brothers.
And then they got back together like a couple years ago, I want to say, like two, maybe three. It's been a little bit now.
Not that big. I haven't heard of it.
Nah, you definitely like,
I'm a sucker for you.
That's not the
Jonas Brothers. Yes, it is. Brothers. It's the Jonas Brothers.
It's Nick and Joe singing, bro. Yeah. That's the Jonas Brothers. Yeah. Kevin's in it too.
Kevin.
Yeah, but he doesn't sing much. Bro. He's more of like instruments. Yeah.
No one knows Kevin.
I'm a sucker for you. Yeah, dude.
You didn't know they.
That's funny, bro.
I just thought it was Joe Jonas.
Dude, look at me and Kyo keeping up with them Jonas Brothers, bro.
I want to see when they...
I don't know. I don't know if you should be proud of
that. That's what I was thinking,
They
dude.
Started releasing stuff 2019.
I watch Camp Rock every week!
This one? This one? It's Nick, but they came out in 2019.
Yeah, they got back together. He knew, like, the sucker for
that's
you.
That's 4 years ago.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's wild.
I didn't think it was that long.
Nah, dude, fucking,
Bro, Connor was born in 2005, and he's 18. That's fucking wild.
He's 2005?
Wow.
Right?
I mean, I'm only 2001, but that just feels like it's so much farther away. Like, 2005.
Yeah, 2005.
It's crazy to think about, like... Kids' birthdays are in, like, 2018. Like, they were born in 2018. Like, that's...
Kids are getting born in 2023.
Well, yeah, but that's too... That's, yeah. That's,
no, we don't have to worry about
that. But
them.
I'm just saying it's weird about, like... 2018's five already.
Yeah.
They're running around doing stuff.
Starting to, man. Nah, the generation under this.
We're becoming the older generation as we speak.
Yeah, I don't know, dude. Well, we're becoming the generation that's supposed to start, like, running the world here in a little bit. Not yet, dude.
I mean,
because, like, think about it.
When
our
did
generation
ours,
doesn't
when
get
did
to go,
start?
Like, be president until, what, we're, like,
are you in
our
ours?
30s, 40s. No, I'm the one above you. Or under you. How does it, what,
before.
How
Luke Combs right now.
Probably one of the neighbors.
I don't know, just a neighbor. having a chill outside.
You're the one before. You're the, are you
music.
At, are you a millennial?
No, I'm not a millennial.
No, he's a millennial.
I think I'm
Gen
Z.
Or are you a
Gen
Z? No, we're Gen Z.
You're not Gen Z.
Is Gen X after us or before us? Or is there a Gen? Oh,
no,
dude, I don't
up,
know.
No, I think Gen X is before millennials.
I need to look this shit up.
No,
what
no, that's.
I think like
that's a baby boomer, isn't it, or something like that? We just call them boomers, right? No. All right.
I'm Generation Z. Yeah,
what
I'm with you guys.
So wait, what's
what?
The years?
Millennials is 1980 to 1994, so Nathan.
Yeah.
And then 1995 to 2012, Generation Z, so I'm with you
dang,
guys.
Dang,
2012?
I was about to say, we're with 2012? I don't like no one past 2000.
I don't claim them.
Three. Like,
them.
Two, nah,
Alpha,
2002.
Gen
yeah.
I claim maybe up to like 2005.
Because
I take Connor. I take Connor.
I'm saying like three or four.
Oh, no, this one
I'm
says
like,
Generation
but Connor's
Z.
An
no,
exception. Like
Gen
I'd bring him.
This one says Generation Z is from 1995.
He was in March
2009.
That's a little better. 2009 we saw.
I don't know. You're.
This one says.
Well, at least we don't got 10 through 12.
In 2012.
Yeah, so around there.
Yeah.
Wait, where's Gen X? What's Gen X then? Is it before or after?
Gen X was born 1995 to 1979. That's what mom and dad are.
So they're before millennials.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
Yeah, yeah.
Nathan,
okay,
Nathan's
so you,
a
yeah.
millennial.
Yeah. So what's after us, though?
Gen Alpha.
Damn.
They're definitely not alphas.
No. This is like the
Sigma
this
next.
Is the worst generation to be called.
Gen like the Alpha. Gen, it's like more like the Gen.
Like just like it's like what they're gonna grow up with.
Well, the world's jeez. Always divided. And there's so much political
it's getting
stuff.
Worse.
Everyone's so sensitive now. Like, shit.
No one can take a joke.
Nah, exactly. Like these.
Even
kids,
I can't take a joke sometimes. It's fucked.
I mean, it's true. Some stuff hurt your feeling. You're like, damn, am I going soft?
Am Am I going soft?
That kind of. That's the worst internal
thought. Like, I know you were joking, but damn.
Damn.
I'm really sad no one appreciated that joke.
What?
I said that is the worst internal thought to hear. Damn, I'm going soft.
Why is it the worst?
Oh, I got it.
Why do you think?
But I think you're the only one that has that ever inner thought.
I was thinking more just a hard gym dude, like, I'm going soft. Like, I wasn't thinking that.
What the fuck?
Like a buff dude, like he's like, damn, I'm going soft. Like, just soft. I know. I was just telling him that.
Right. I've never thought that in the gym. Damn, it's been 45 seconds since my last bench press.
No. Your warm up feels heavy, and you're just like, damn, am I soft?
I guess you're saying, like, when you're taking some time off and you feel like some of your muscles have gone. Right?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
You don't know that because you don't grind. Who gonna carry the boats?
You don't know me, son. The boats, the logs. Dude, you see the one where the caption's just like me when I meet my biological son, like 5 years. You don't know me, son.
Did you see the birthday message he sent to Joe Rogan?
Oh God,
dude.
No, I think I did.
Zach, did you see it?
What,
the Joe Rogan?
He got a fucking text that was like asking if I knew any dealership hookups or mechanics because. This girl crashed her car last night. I was like,
holy fuck. Girl?
Huh? This girl. She's just a homie, dude. But fucking, do you guys know any mechanics?
Kuba.
Firestone.
Where does Kuba work?
In Utah. Kuba in Elmo. Yeah, tell her to drive out to Utah to get her car fixed.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, I know a really good mechanic in Utah.
Marco. That might actually work. Yeah, Marco, take the car over to Catalina.
Yeah, Catalina's closer than Utah.
He could put some nice PPF wrap on there.
Yeah,
he could wrap the dent. Yeah, he could wrap the dent, bro. Make it look clean.
I'll make sure that no scratches.
Yeah, you won't see a scratch.
Weatherproof, on the car. Everything.
Maybe a little dent, but.
When are we going to Catalina?
Oh, wait, Kate, what's that one mechanic that we use to always bring our cars to?
Rick.
The one in Esco, I think.
Bobby.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, the Haas. No, the. I know what you're talking about.
Wait.
What's it called?
I don't remember.
Is that a reel?
Yeah.
Wait.
I will. We'll get back to it.
Well, no, we won't.
Yeah, well, it's on my phone. Let's see if I have his card.
Huh.
Herzog.
What? It's called Herzog?
Yeah.
In
Escondido. Oh, it's because their last name's Herzog. Yeah, he was from somewhere. I think Germany.
Oh, I love Germans.
Dude, he was a really cool dude.
Yeah, how do you spell it?
Herzog.
Yeah. Dude, I need to start learning German again. I'm starting to lose it.
Three free pizza cards.
Why?
I
have like five, but
I have a rickety cliff.
I meant like I meant like more. Why did you say that? Because
I get one more game.
Is that $100 game from who?
Dude, this was like a birthday thing. I don't even know how much is left on it. I think it might be done. I'll have to try it on something.
Yeah, just buy something small.
Oh no! But did you hear the birthday text that David Goggins texted Joe Rogan? Zach,
play it in.
Oh, yeah.
You took your first breath. When taking that first breath, it made you eligible to die. I hope you're not enjoying your day by sitting on the fucking couch with your feet up, hopefully out there somewhere suffering, talking to that inner bitch. See, Joe, the inner bitch loves motherfuckers' birthdays. Why? Because it makes you an even bigger bitch. Because we feel it's our special fucking day. So we can just chill the fuck out. Most people wake up to just exist on this planet. So, Joe, if you haven't gotten the fuck after it yet, maybe you should. 5 exclamation points. Happy fucking birthday. 5 exclamation points. Goggins out! 6 exclamation points.
Goggins out!
Yeah. That Goggins guy seems intense as fuck.
Goggins.
You've never heard any Goggins stuff?
I'd be so scared to talk to him.
You cannot not Goggins, bro.
I'd be so scared to talk to him.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying he's a very intense
dude. I'd be so scared to talk to him. Like, don't. I feel like if I said one thing like, ah, and dude, you just get torn.
What do you mean?
Like, I don't know.
You think you're someone?
I just feel like, yeah, you're just like, why didn't you do it? I don't know. What, you a bitch?
I'd be like, do what?
No, Goggins, bro, I don't remember how long it was, but it was a crazy amount. I think over 100 miles. And then his knees gave out at a certain point of the race. He had to get taken to the hospital. He went, recovered, did all this. They dropped him off at that exact spot, and he finished the race.
In the same day?
I remember him talking
about it. No, not on the same day. Like, I'm saying, like, months later. Like, when he was finally able to start running again.
That's crazy, dude. He finished the fucking race. But he just wanted to finish it.
Yeah, like, he wasn't even part of the race anymore. He had to get taken out, but then he just went back and finished it just for him.
Dude, him talking about his knees, like, there's, like, no meniscus. Like, it's just bone on bone.
No, it's no cartilage.
Yeah, dude. Oh. I don't get him. He's crazy.
I gotta keep running.
It's impressive. I don't... Power, but, like...
I think the most recent podcast, I feel like I heard him talk about something with stem cells.
Dude.
And he got, like, actually some relief in his knees.
Stem cells is the way to go.
Dude, yeah, there's that doctor down in Tijuana, that everyone goes to.
Yeah.
Huh?
I'd want
to. The doctor down in Tijuana that everyone goes down to, if you have enough money.
How much money is it?
Well, they don't say.
They don't, but it's
obvious. Because they said they take care of you. Like, for, I think, I don't
for
even...
For, like, the week, I think they, like, keep you for a week through the procedure or
and
something.
And they take care of you.
Yeah. Probably mils.
Oh, dude. I want to say mils.
Probably a couple hundred
I'd say, I could see six figures for sure.
I could see on the low end of a couple hundred thousand.
Yeah, maybe, like, yeah, like two, three. Maybe it could be, like, $80,000.
2 or 3.
Because the reason they do
depending
it
on what you're doing, too.
So, I heard
that's a big chunk of change. It's like a... brand new nice car.
You hear Tijuana and you think like when you first cross over the border into Tijuana. I've never seen it. I've never
Tijuana's
been there.
Rough.
But no, but they say like there's a certain part of Tijuana that's like Miami.
I bet.
Yeah, and so that's where they go. And that's where they go to get the stem cell stuff because it's illegal in the U.S.
Yeah, dude. I bet there's a bunch of cartel leaders that get stem cell done because they feel amazing afterwards. In that area, that's probably amazing.
Yeah, they just get drugged up and then just go do stem cells.
I mean, cartel leaders probably smoke weed, but they don't be getting drugged up like that.
They're
running a cartel.
They're definitely doing coke.
Take my shoes off, dude.
I feel like, yeah. No hardcore,
definitely,
but they definitely
do coke.
Well, no, but historically...
have you ever watched Narcos? They definitely do.
No, but historically, like...
I wouldn't say nothing hard,
they
but
Narcos
they...
Narcos is probably not, like, to go off of as a show.
They for sure do coke and, like, lower, like, drugs. I don't know about bars. Probably not pills, nothing like that, but...
I don't know, probably some
of them. I think
weed
and coke is
probably,
like, the
couple,
big ones for them.
Probably a couple of cartel leaders that are, like, heroin junkies that are fucking
there could
crazy.
There could be.
Think about it, those guys are crazy
sure.
chopping people's heads off.
I mean, you got the dude
shit.
In Breaking Bad.
Well,
what's his name?
Oh yeah, the one that he killed,
the crazy guy.
But
in the
historically,
I forget what it is.
The major leaders in the cartel who do a lot of drugs like that, they don't last very long.
I'm not saying
probably
that
not.
Do a
they
lot,
don't last very
but
long,
they definitely
but I'm
do
there
some
probably
coke.
A few that do. It might not last long.
I feel like it's majority.
My argument's majority
probably do some coke.
They probably drink and probably some coke and weed. Probably the normal
shit
like
what
that's a businessman
would do. That's
what
I'm saying.
It's just there in charge.
Businessmen do way more coke than a cartel leader.
Oh yeah, probably.
Dude, it's wild. It's wild. Like those you hear that shit where they found the coke in the White House? I follow all these conservative pages,
you see all the
and they
Biden?
Try to and they try to blame it on Hunter Biden. I'm like, bro, you know how many people work at the White House? And out of the amount of people who work at the White House, I would say like a solid like 35-40% of them do coke on the regular.
Probably.
Yeah. I think
it's
bullshit.
Probably
like you're out of touch
you
if you think that.
Drug tested. And you just gotta be smart.
No,
about
and it was.
You're way out of touch.
You wasn't the only thing. It was like in a restricted area or no?
I heard it was in a library.
What?
The coke in the White House.
Someone found coke in the White House?
Did you not hear about
it? It was in a cubby. It was in a cubby somewhere.
That's what you, yeah.
It was outside, like, an executive something, but they found it in a cubby, and they called in, like, squads to come, because they didn't know what it was. Maybe might have been anthrax, something like that. But it was just coke. That's funny. And I'm really not surprised. Because these people do coke all the time, man.
Probably.
High-stress jobs? You're doing coke all the fucking time.
They're probably, like, up so many hours all the time.
If you're not doing coke, you're taking Adderall.
Yeah, for sure, Adderall.
Just think about it. Everyone in the White House just running us. Hey, yo, we're getting a call from John.
Put him on.
Hey, John, you're on the podcast right now. What's up, dude?
I am.
Yeah, it's Tyler and Caleb are here.
Oh, my God. I'm freaking out over here.
Yeah, you're on speaker, bro. What's up? Well, Tyler's got something at 7, so probably the episode will probably go on for, like, another hour or so.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, we'll flow with it. Yeah, why? Are you trying to smoke?
No.
Are you, though? Are you trying to smoke after this shit?
Nah. I don't know.
Well, let's fucking... After this, let's smoke, and then we'll fucking hop on some games or some shit.
Yeah.
It's after
5. Oh, what time was it? First driver?
What do you mean,
five,
fucking
like
perhaps?
10,
that means it was relatively slow, though. Because, like, if you're there until 6, 7...
Yeah,
because
I'm usually
all
the
right.
Friday
so
morning
I'll
driver.
See you
sometimes
after
she lets me go, like, 4.
I'll bring some goodies.
Just because this is our slow season.
It is our slow season.
Man,
it must have been busier than normal
ass.
Fridays.
Just say yes. Come on, John. Will you marry me?
Bit.
Or what?
Or actually, no. It was Ariel in the morning, and then I think Audrey going in at night. So they probably didn't...
All right. I'm just fucking... Yeah. So...
Yeah, they probably hung on.
Bro, alright, peace, bro. I mean, you want to say anything to Caleb and Tyler?
Nah,
pretty lame. Oh, damn.
Figured.
Alright, later, bro. Alright, peace. Well, shit, I just said bye twice. Later, bro. Alright, peace. Damn. Gotta stop smoking so much weed.
Weed is the devil.
Shut the fuck up. It's way better than alcohol.
What?
Way better. Do you know how many deaths alcohol is fucking caused? Too many.
Yeah.
It's like, out of all the fucking drugs in the world, alcohol is probably the worst. Like, if anything, they should have, weed should have been legal and alcohol should never have been legal.
I would say...
We probably would be in a happier world.
I would say it's not the worst.
The argument for the worst is it's the most accessible.
Just because it's legal. If everything was legal, it wouldn't be the worst, by far.
You got black tar heroin, dude. That's
okay,
pretty
bad. If you're doing black tar heroin, you're an idiot.
Well, I'm just saying, if it was legal...
If
it was legal,
a
lot of people...
If
it
was
legal, how many people do you think would try
it? A bunch of people buy some... The people that like black tar heroin, buy a bunch, probably
overdose. Yeah, you say let them...
Bada bing, bada boom.
You say let them people eliminate themselves, but what if they have families and they're just stuck in that addiction?
They would ruin lives. They would ruin lives.
I mean, like, you're...
That's why it's illegal.
I don't know, just like how I used to be addicted, you're addicted to nicotine. Like,
but they're getting even worse shit, though. Fentanyl and all that shit, bro. I don't know, maybe
I don't know how you willingly take fentanyl knowing the amount it takes to kill you.
Yeah, dude, like, just
that blows my mind. How people, like, willingly take it as a drug.
I think there's a very small portion of people that actually willingly take fentanyl.
Probably, but I'm just saying those people are crazy.
If they do willingly do it, it's because they have a tolerance that's out of this fucking world.
I met a girl that was addicted to fentanyl. She told me, like, her life story and shit.
Is she still?
Huh?
Still?
Well, no, she had to go to rehab and shit and all that stuff.
But she's good now?
See, she works under me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're telling her, like...
Does your job
do? Her life story one night. It was crazy. She got stabbed and shit. Like, it was crazy. I was like, what the fuck?
Can you hand me another Stella?
Yeah.
Wow.
That was a pretty solid throw, Bill. Wow, that was loud as fuck. That's pretty great control, though. You didn't fucking...
You
didn't spill anything, bro. God, dude, even Atlas was like, what the fuck is that? Aww. He's such a beautiful dog.
Yeah.
The people listening will never know.
They've definitely seen Atlas.
Yeah, they've definitely.
Atlas pops up on my videos every once in a while.
Me, 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 me.
You're a wolf. You're a wolf, Atlas. You're a wolf. Tired. Huh?
So he's tired.
Dude, what? It would be pretty lit to be a dog. Like, I would never want to trade places with a dog, bro, but like maybe for like 2 days.
I've thought about that for a while.
I'd probably get over it in like 2 days.
Yeah, I get home from work and my dog's just sitting there. I'm like, damn.
It yeah, all depends
you
on...
You just napped all day, son of a bitch.
It all depends on how the food tastes.
That's true. What does dog taste?
Because if it tastes fine to me...
They're always so eager to eat it, but though.
Yeah, because they're hungry. Because
they're hungry.
But if dog food tastes fine to me for a dog, I could do it for like probably a couple, like 1 or 2 weeks. Like it'd just be like a vacation, dude. I would just kick it back and relax for a little while.
No, but if you were,
but
a
if
dog,
it didn't taste good, I wouldn't.
If you were a dog, you wouldn't know what other food tasted like, so you'd just like eat.
That's what. Eat so, but would we know if we became
but,
a dog
maybe,
or what?
Maybe that's why they fucking beg for human food all the time because they're like, oh, that they is, got the good shit. They always be giving me crap.
I'd be giving
that's why
them,
they beg so much sometimes. Like, come on, dude. Let me taste that good shit.
I'm gonna give them chicken and stuff.
Yeah, but they don't get
stuff.
It.
Huh?
Like a I don't know how to say it. It's like a sometimes.
It's what they grew up on, so they're used to it.
Like
it don't taste no different.
It's like sushi for me. I would eat sushi every day if I could, but I deal with my shit. I eat the shit that I do because I have to eat. I can't buy sushi every day.
I don't
Atlas
feel like
eat dog food because that's what he gets every day.
I don't feel like that's very
It's the best thing I could come up with.
Well, yeah, but like you picked one of your favorite foods. We don't know if he likes it to begin with. Is what I'm saying.
He enjoys
dog. What is a food you are mutual about? Like you'll have it, like, but you don't really love it.
Chicken.
All right. So what if it was chicken every day? And then. Once every while, you got a piece of sushi.
That's the point I was trying to make. That's the point I was trying to make.
I just made it better for you.
But it looks like you're trying to, like, I don't know, come at me here.
No, I was...
Wait, you're looking at me?
I was just trying to, like, because I was saying that didn't make sense because you picked sushi. That's one of your favorite foods. It would be a better representation would be, like, chicken, something
well, no,
that's
I
like...
I got it. I got right. it.
That's all I was saying. Jeez.
Damn, Tyler, on the defense.
No, the way he was looking at me, it looked like he was going to... There was something
like
coming
was,
right after that.
I didn't feel like I was...
Idiot.
He was looking at me like he was walking me into a trap.
No, I don't
it's
know.
A trap. Fuck. What did you think he was going to do? What
I don't know. But
he was
looking at me like he was
just smirking. I was just clarifying your point.
Because I walk into those way too much.
Walking
like, with
what?
Marco
Explain.
Especially, bro, I walk into everything. He's like, what? So, like, I'm like, damn it, what? Fuck. I walked into that. I walk
you
into it all
something?
The time.
You want to know something, Tyler?
Huh?
You really want to know something?
No.
You want to know something?
No.
Come on.
I don't.
Right,
hold on, my watch is vibrating. It means I'm more popular than you.
Yo, whoever's fucking listening to that music out in the fucking neighbor or something, you're going through something right now.
That's just country for you, man.
I'm just heartbreak, bro. It just sounds like someone fucking passed away. It's like you're getting over a breakup all it's the time.
Someone's here.
No.
No.
No, he's just here.
It's the
he's
neighbors.
Just here outside. Atlas, no one out there, bro. Go back and lay down, dude. Hey, you're a tornado if you're up and about.
He is.
He's a fucking tornado. He'll just knock everything over.
Atlas.
You think someone
I know.
He's gotta go see with his own damn two eyes. There you go, he can chill out there. So Kev, any fucking weird conspiracy theories plaguing your head lately? Anything you've come across recently where you're just like, damn, you know what? That fucking
The pyramids. I just watched a video just talking about the math and stuff about how like they'd have to do like a block every 5 minutes or
for
something for like 25
years.
Straight years
and
to get it done in 25
level.
Years and that's not even talking about fun the foundation that if you go there's like blocks weighing 200 plus tons fit perfectly together like it's
you can't even put a
if
razor
you just
blade
start
in
going to the through like the math it's crazy and they say that
yeah.
they did
it
with
it
slaves
doesn't make sense. And then there's theories that like, the pyramid
was... Oh, no.
The pyramid, it's made a...
And the alignment, too, is something.
Well, the pyramid like the was theory. Coated and made out of limestone.
Yeah.
And then limestone's the most... I heard that it was the most electrically conductive material that you can really find in nature. And they're saying that the pyramids were, like, power centers. And that's why you see so many pyramids everywhere, is because they were, like, they were almost, like, natural power plants.
You do see them a lot in, like... ancient civilizations.
That's what one thing is, like, that. What was that one guy saying that, like, maybe the pyramids were made before the Egyptians? The Egyptians.
Oh, they probably, yeah.
The Sphinx was made before the Egyptians. Exactly. That's so pretty much confirmed. Because of the water erosion.
Yeah, so, like, what if the pyramids were there before the Egyptians? They just found it. The pyramids were made by an ancient, more technologically advanced civilization back in the past.
Do they have aging for the pyramids done?
I haven't heard anything about the pyramids. All I know is that there's a lot of theories about the water erosion at the Sphinx that place it thousands of years before the Egyptians
exactly.
even existed.
So why wouldn't the pyramids possibly be a part of that ancient civilization?
Well, I can't speak on that because I haven't heard
anything.
They
were like the fucking city of Atlantis back in the day, during those times.
There's so many interesting theories about Atlantis.
So yeah, well, didn't they found where they think it actually was?
Yeah, like
in
Africa.
Of
the Eye of the Sahara.
Yeah. They think that's where it was.
It fits Plato's
description. It matches Plato's description of it.
Or no, Plato's...
or whatever.
Plato. It was a thousand... Oh, I don't remember. I think it was like 800
years
prior.
Or like the layout
Plato's
of the
relative.
City and
or
stuff?
Someone said something. They described
like the layout of the city?
Yeah, hold on. He can pull it up.
Was it where it would have been at that time, too?
Huh?
Like, does it match like where it would have been?
Yeah, and then you gotta think about it, like, a lot of that desert was underwater way back in the day, so it matches.
Well,
it probably was
usually
green.
Were
exactly,
oceans.
It was probably super green, and there's a, it's like, it looks like a, there was, like, a layout where it had multiple rings, and, it, like, it looks like the...
Pangea.
What? This bitch don't know about Pangea?
Don't know about Pangea. Brain.
I'm on some other shit. Yeah. He looking it up. He looking it up fast. This just in, folks. Tyler is rounding the corner with his finger game right now, tapping away, looking up where the pyramids, or what, actually, no, the city of Atlantis.
Oh. So basically, this is the Eye of the Sahara. This here.
Okay.
And then the description by Plato, that it was made of concentric circles. And then this doesn't really do it well, but this is a natural formation.
Mm-hmm.
And they find evidence of, like, bones and, like, ocean water that were there. They said the rings were filled with water. Each concentric ring had structures and all that.
Okay. Like, buildings?
They found evidence
that matches,
of civilization
that
in there.
Like, what the description.
I can't really go into it because I really...
Yeah, like,
I don't remember,
did,
but...
Justice, look up, like, a video on it.
There,
I mean,
no, I watched, like, an hour and a half documentary
shit.
On it.
And you can't
sick.
Talk about it?
It was, like, 4 years ago.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah.
We'll fucking...
Pull up the hour and a half documentary. Let's watch it.
I think it was by Bright Insight on YouTube.
Sit tight, folks. We'll come back well informed.
Right.
We'll be back in an hour and a half.
Or no, let's just put it on. We'll just watch it.
They talked about it. They talked about it on Joe Rogan.
They did.
Oh, yeah?
Fuck it.
They talk about everything on Joe Rogan.
That's true, dude.
Like,
all over
the earth that exists in that time
period. What the fuck is this?
It seems like
oh, yeah, I know that part.
Let me find where they talk about it. Oh, about Atlantis.
Is it Bright Insight?
Huh?
Probably not.
Sahara. Atlantis.
Bright Insight.
Hey, you know what another Heat SpongeBob episode? The trip to Atlantis.
Yeah.
That was a fire.
That was a movie, wasn't it?
No,
yeah.
It was like a two-parter, or maybe
yeah,
it was a special or something.
It
was a special.
No,
that was it.
This is it.
Oh, the Recon structure, yeah.
Spectacular. It's a site that
So, but there's so many things. Did Plato go to Atlantis?
I'm guessing Plato knew what it looked like.
Jamie's a G.
Oh, is it Jamie? Oh, I mean Jamie.
Jamie's a G.
My bad, Jamie. You're a G.
Jamie G.
Atlas, yeah. That's really cool. He's also after the King of Atlantis.
I was about to say, I named him after the King of Atlantis. One of the Greek gods.
Greek gods that held the bowl.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's a lot of, like, evidence.
Just similar, yeah.
Yeah, it's just like, it matches up.
I don't remember if it was Plato, because I think the person who wrote about it was speaking.
And where all the fucking shit? What happened to, like, if you got pulled under the sea, why aren't there any, like, actual, like,
erosion?
Treasure. Like, any, like...
Yeah, I think erosion over...
armor, swords, buried
like,
under the
hundreds
soil.
Of... Like, how no, long... Saying. How long was Plato?
No, but Plato... So, I don't... what I remember is that the person who wrote about Atlantis, it was an account from an ancestor from a couple hundred years ago.
And Plato found it, and...
And then that was what he was writing about, and then the description matches the reconstructure of the Sahara.
Huh.
And then they have found evidence of water being there, like
wasn't
fish,
Plato
marine
during the
life,
Roman
fossils
time?
Of marine life. I have no idea. I couldn't tell
you. Oh, fuck.
You know what's crazy to think about?
Yeah.
It's like back in that time, it had to be writing, like over hundreds of thousands of years being passed down. Like they didn't have files, nothing. Like
people
if that thing got lost, like imagine how many
people would write copies.
How many?
So like people would get paid.
I would never write a copy. That's true.
People would get paid to
imagine,
like
you did your life's work and you like lost it before you could do a copy.
Like shit, a fire just
burned.
That's what I'm saying. Like just something happened. You're just like damn,
that's why the Library of Alexandria was such a big deal.
That was crazy. That's yeah.
The Library of Alexandria burning down was such a huge deal.
We've
they
talked
theorized
about
yeah,
before.
Because we lost fucking so
we lost like
history.
So much.
Yeah, that's where you
and scientific it. Advancement too.
Well, yeah,
because there
yeah.
was no printing press. There was
who
no.
Is it, who is it that burned it down again? Was
the
it the
Mongols?
Romans?
I think
uh-huh.
the Mongols did.
Was it?
That's
look it up. Look it up.
I was wanting to think it was the Romans. I think it was the Romans. Weren't they like fucking all?
No,
off
no,
shit?
No.
Wasn't it a Roman? Because
Alexander
library?
The Great, Alexandria.
Who burned down the
he was Roman.
Library of Alexander?
Right?
I think
he
was
no,
Roman.
What was
I
he?
Was I don't really know.
I don't. Yeah, it's been so.
Yeah, no. According to. The first person to blame is Julius Caesar. On his pursuit, Pompey
yeah.
into Egypt, Julius was cut off by a large fleet of Egyptian boats in the harbor of Alexandria. He ordered the boats to be burned. The fleet was destroyed, but the flames spread to the city and the library. So he didn't burn it. He didn't intentionally burn it. He burnt the ships, and all that fire caught the city on
dang.
Fire.
Wah, wah, wah.
Yeah, so like he didn't like...
Yeah, but he just
me
caused
too.
One of the greatest losses of knowledge to mankind.
To this day.
True,
yeah.
But they didn't give a fuck. Probably
honestly,
back then,
I would say
like,
arguably that is the greatest
loss we're making new
loss
history.
Knowledge.
Well, so, like, how long do you think that was...
Huh?
That, like... I don't know. How long do you think they had... Like, how much knowledge do you think they had in there?
A lot.
Thousands of years,
a lot.
I'd say.
Yeah?
Yeah, dude, because Alexander, like, was collecting all
and how long ago
shit,
was
bro.
That from here to us?
Thousands of years ago.
And do you think
it was
we're...
All, I think it was almost like a big reset.
It was in the
almost.
Year 40...
So I was
going
to say, how close were they to, like, what we were
BCE.
We are at, though?
48 BCE, because
they still had swords and
Kale,
48 gladiators.
BCE. 48 BCE is when it happened.
Like, I know my years.
I heard
like
there
that.
Was estimations that we could have gone to the moon, like, thousand.
I was going to say, I definitely think it probably would have fast-tracked our process so much.
It was either a couple hundred years or, like, 1,000 years that they said we could go to the moon earlier.
Dude, okay, so... That would have been pretty crazy.
We would have... Moon travel would probably be, like, regular by the time we came.
So, it was... Yeah, Kale, just think about it. We're in the year... Aren't we, like, the 2000...
Yeah, we're in, like, 2023 or something like that.
So, it was 2,070 years ago. That's what it says. 6 months and 6 days. It was 755,000 days. It's been 755,882 days since the burning of Alexander's library. That's how many days it's been.
It's a lot of days.
It doesn't seem like that many, though. Like, it feels like...
Feels like it was yesterday, man. Jeez, I can picture it, like, I was walking down the street the other day.
Dude, I remember reading a book on how to travel to the moon in the Library of Alexandria.
I just can't remember
the calculations.
I was thinking, this is going to be so cool in, like, a little bit.
Fuck up. No.
Then someone
75,000 days ago doesn't
like,
seem like that long ago.
I feel like it
would
have been in, like, the millions, bro. Like, 755,000
days. Do you know how much have you ever heard the math, the statistic, where a million seconds is 11 days, and a billion seconds is, like, 33 years? Dude.
What the fuck?
I want
to
look it up, so I'm not... It's crazy, though.
No, that is kind of a mind bend right there. Ooh. That good old nicotine.
Do you know? A million seconds. 30 days. That's a great guess. Okay.
Is it?
It's 11 days. That's good. Oh. Most people are fucking way off. So it's 11 days.
Let's take a chance.
Yeah,
a million
that's good.
Seconds is
a million
11
seconds
days.
Is 11 days. How many days is a billion seconds?
How many?
31 years.
Jesus.
11 days to 31 fucking years.
Jesus.
Yeah. Look at that.
I've lived 11 days. I ain't even close to a 31 years
yet.
Yeah,
you lived your
like,
billion second.
I've lived a million seconds.
Halfway.
So many. But think of how many millions of seconds we've lived. Because like, that's
yeah,
just so spans of 11
didn't
days.
Fucking,
but like,
you've lived like 600 million seconds.
Wait, yeah.
Wait,
what
Neil deGrasse Tyson live his like billionth second or something? Like he celebrated it.
It would be 31. Would be your billion.
Like he
second.
Celebrated it. He talked about celebrating his billionth
what?
Second.
What's today?
I guess when you turn 31, today's the exact minute you turn 31, you're like, my billionth second.
6 months. Hold on, let me check my Apple Watch. Yeah, looks good. Everything looks good.
Yeah, how's the weather?
Let's check. It is,
I've lived 713 million seconds.
It's 84 degrees at the moment.
I'm like 287 million away from my billionth, bro.
Are we doing Del Mar tomorrow?
We'll have to celebrate heavy when we get to the belt.
Yeah. They said cool to 8:30. I just told them to come to here.
Okay, high is 75 tomorrow. Del Mar.
What's the waves look like?
Oh, yeah, you guys are going to surf in the trip.
Yes, sir. That's what you, yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly yeah. That's what I was saying.
I don't know if I came out of the right spot, but it was pretty good.
Dude, that's funny. Oh man,
got dude on his phone over here.
I know, dude.
I'm looking up the fucking
look at this.
Surfboard.
Big baller.
Look at this
big
guy. Baller. Big
baller over big,
here.
Big
why
shot.
Why are you looking it up on your Apple Watch, huh?
2 to 3 feet tomorrow.
Oh, those are small, but those are good beginner.
I was
going
to say, that's fun.
To
2 to 3 feet's pretty good.
That's fine for
that's
him.
That's a good
level.
Fucking beginner.
We'll have fun there, probably.
6 knot winds.
Like, 4 to 5 is like a good time. When
I was going to say, 4 to 5 is fun for me.
Anything bigger than 5, I get slapped on.
Yeah, five's kind of scary even then.
Five,
I like
five.
A rogue wave
on 4 to 5, dude. Holy shit!
But I've eaten
you get turned around quite a bit.
I've eaten it a couple of times on fives, and that if you go face first, it's because I nosedive. I'm too far. Like I'll be too forward, and I just that feeling too. Like a second before you're going down, you're like oh shit. Oh, you just brace.
It fucking sucks, dude.
I've had surfboards in my head too many times.
When you're fucking spinning out underwater and the surfboard smacks you.
Dude,
shit fucking
yeah.
hurts. Shit fucking hurts.
Yeah.
Huh. I'm just not, I'm thinking ocean now, dude. I was thinking shark. I saw a really cool picture of a shark earlier.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was actually pretty sick.
How are you? I'm under the water. Please help me.
Hello, I am under the water.
Help me. I'm under water.
All I can think of is Titanic, guys. I am under the water.
Yeah, was this? Look at that picture of that shark.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Pretty cool. And there's like a leopard going for an eagle. Like a bunch of like National Geographic fucking pictures and shit. Mm. And orangutan hiding and shit.
Nature.
Like thousands of penguins.
We're really at this point to show each other TikToks.
Nature?
No, I was talking about a shark picture I saw. And that's where I saw it. You're the one on your phone looking up.
You were.
What were you looking up?
I was looking up the surf report because you fucking asked me to.
I just wondered what it was. You couldn't say ask later, it right now. Mm-hmm. You chose to do it
now. Now add something, Tyler. What are you going to add now?
Nature, boy.
Yeah.
That's coyotes. What we contributed.
Coyotes are fucking everywhere.
No, do you know, you ever hear them howl?
Yeah.
You know they're taking roll call. Well, if there's less howls than the last time they howled, the females get all horny and they have babies.
Yeah, because they want to repopulate.
Mm-hmm. It's wild.
So they remember how many howls
they take
it was?
Roll call.
Well, yeah, they take roll call. Like hunting parties do shit like that, and like that, then they'll
no.
The
that's
howls
no wolves don't do that. Wolves don't do that. That's why they're dead. That's why they're dying. They don't do that. That's why coyotes are everywhere. They're literally everywhere because they're so smart.
Okay, maybe it's
you cannot kill off coyotes if you try.
But no, like during a hunting thing, I know it's
and believe me, we
tried. Give off calls like that, and then to see if like they took any like hits. They'll be like, oh shit, we lost George.
There's a reason that wolves
George,
are endangered and coyotes we cannot get rid of.
Bro, wolves and crows can become best friends in the wild, bro. I don't think wolves are dying because I'm some smart motherfuckers.
Bro, we almost killed all of them.
Crows are crazy.
We've been having to reintroduce them into the wild because we almost killed all of them.
Well, then that was on us.
You see the dude that like trained crows to, like,
but we couldn't kill coyotes.
Like stealing.
What?
I think I have.
Like, well, he didn't meet, but like crows started, he would like feed the crows and they started bringing him stuff as like gifts. They started bringing him money, so he'd give them like a piece of food where they brought money, so they started scavenging and like they were just bringing him like coins, a dollar bill, like, and like he was just racking up some money by feeding crows.
That's lit.
They're like, just smart and they're like, oh, like we bring
like
him this.
Instagram
they
post you see later on, guy becomes a millionaire from crows.
Dude has like just like 100 of crows. Like,
imagine just getting lucky and a crow brings you like a couple $100.
Opens the cage every morning and they just all go out and come back. Time for dinner. It rings a bell and they all come with the findings.
Yeah, dude.
Bring it on home, John. Bring it on.
Teaches them to go for like jewelry and shit. Like on people, like not so scary.
Damn, that's messed up. Are you gonna try to make them steal?
He becomes the.
I don't think I could get stolen by a crow, my chain. Crow comes just.
Yeah, right. Crows are vicious.
Honestly,
bro.
You got bigger problems if a crow's going for your chain.
What bigger problems do you have?
I don't know.
I feel like the crow coming for your chain is the biggest problem at that moment. Yeah.
What other problems
just,
are you
having? Oh, damn it. Did I forget?
You know what? I'm dealing with a lot of, like, depression.
You got a fucking serial thief who's training crows to steal the jewelry off people's neck. You have a bigger fucking problem.
No, your immediate problem is that fucking crow.
I was going to say the crow's coming at me. Oh, damn it, my dry cleaning.
Yeah,
no, because once you realize there's a serial crow thief out there, every time you walk outside.
Well, you wouldn't know. You'd just
you
be like, damn,
yeah,
that crow took my chain.
Out of nowhere just comes, fucking starts grabbing your chain.
You're at the coffee shop? Yeah, a crow took my
And then it would become more popular, and someone would be like, whoa, he took my watch. They're like, hey,
then
yo,
you
what?
A bigger fucking
and
problem.
Then, yeah, and then they track in the crows, and Scooby-Doo gets involved. Like,
and Scooby-Doo gets involved. We have a mystery to solve.
It's a pretty big mystery, I feel like.
Oh, that's funny.
I don't know. What if he enlists 1,000 crows, start stealing like multiple pieces of jewelry per day from people just
moves
walking
on to
the
art.
Street.
I don't think
moves
they could.
That's a big
they would have
problem.
To take like fingers. They couldn't get a ring off. Necklace
so,
they could
yeah.
rip. They
what
could
they
rip necklaces off because they
like,
can fly away.
Off fingers,
but like
bro?
Like watches and I don't think I don't know.
But also like
crows are smart as fuck.
Well, they could do purses for sure.
Yeah.
Purses
snag
and like
purse.
Wallets
snag
maybe
wallet,
and
yeah,
stuff.
Exactly. Like, dude, some
they could do
and
that.
And, like, text the wallet out
it would have
away.
To be purses, wallets, and chains. I feel like would have
an
to
art,
be
bro. What if you taught them to fly into museums and snatch art off the wall and fly away with it?
I don't think they're getting out of the museum.
It'd have to be a really small
piece. How are they not getting out of the museum?
Some dude sees a crow pick a painting off, close the door.
Where's it going?
Yeah, the security guard would probably be like, there's a bird carrying the painting. Let me close the door.
What if the guy's smart? All he does is sneak in there, opens the window, and leaves. That's all he's got to do, and then fucking crow.
Because museums have windows like that?
Yeah, probably definitely not.
So he can walk in and just open the window on the ceiling?
You're saying, what if you train a fucking suicide crow to smash the window?
Oh, you're gonna train a crow to fly in, unlock the ceiling, train another one to come open it.
No, then just fly through it, bro. Just break the window.
Then they're gonna be like, a crow came in and then what, caused the distraction, they're gonna steal the paintings?
No, dude, the crow's just gonna break in, then four crows fly in, pick up the painting, and fly out. Dude, what are they going to say? Be like, yeah, crows just stole the painting. It's the most bizarre thing I've ever seen. How are they going to link that to
anyone?
And then
the dude cashes in the painting.
No, you'd have to go black market.
Yeah, you'd have to go black market.
Exactly.
Millions. The feds are all over the black market.
How are they going to fucking
unless
find
you have
out?
That's true. That's true.
The feds basically are. Did you hear about that? You remember the governor who, there was a kidnapping plot discovered? Governor Whitmer.
Governor Whitmer.
I don't remember where it was, but she's a governor of one of the states. There was a kidnap plot, and 9 out of the 11 of the kidnappers were feds. 9 out of the 11 of the kidnapping group were feds.
Wait, so feds were just out kidnapping people?
I was going to say, was there like a serious kidnapping threat, or like they were setting it up?
So they set it up, the feds set it up,
right? Yeah.
And they were like, we're going to kidnap Governor Whitmer. And then these poor two guys got brought along. And then out of this group of 11, 9 of them were feds. And just these two guys who got roped into this were like, all of you were fucking feds.
I was about to say, like, imagine, they all whip out their badges and stuff, and then you just look at...
They weren't even the leaders.
Dude. Why did they kidnap the governor?
No, they...
I'm lost.
So there was a kidnapping plot for the governor. It was
Zach,
revealed
in the media.
You
know how...
Oh, these people got arrested because they were trying to kidnap the governor, but 9 out of the group of 11 were federal agents.
You know how agents go undercover?
Yeah.
They were doing that. But it turns out 9 out of the 11... Dude, imagine sitting next to the dude and they're like, you're under arrest, and you just look at him, you're like, are you a fed? No. We're the only two.
Just these two poor guys. Like,
what do you mean? They were part of the fucking... trying to kidnap the governor.
You know how easily people are influenced? There's 9 people.
So these
they're your friends. They're like, we're going to fucking kidnap the governor. We're going to do this. And then right at the last second, they're like, yeah, you're under arrest. Like, what?
So, dude, these FBI, it took 9 FBI agents.
9 FBI agents and 2 people.
No, exactly. The FBI agents.
Yeah, why so many? I feel like you could do 2 FBI agents
FBI
and get like a group of 11. And get
no one's that fucking crazy. They're not going to kidnap and kill the governor.
It took nine feds to convince two people.
Why would they convince them?
Yeah, why were they trying to convince them? It seems like they
I don't know.
They
made the
this.
Headlines.
Yeah,
they did. That's what I'm saying. It's crazy.
That's the dumbest fuck. They're bored and they're like, hey, you want to arrest
dude, we
got
to meet our quota. All right, we got 2 dudes.
These guys have kidnapped the governor.
Yeah, bro, these 2 retards, they've been posting stuff on Facebook. Let's hit them up. Come on, dude, they go to this warehouse. We got all these resources. We're like, okay, this is the plan. We're going to do like, let's do it.
What crime should we make him do? I don't know. Let's make him kidnap someone.
They're just watching.
All right, throw it out the dartboard.
No, they're just watching.
Oh, the governor. We're kidnapping the governor, guys.
Oh, shit, dartboard. Or they're just watching Pirates of the Caribbean. Little pirates. Get the governor.
Yeah.
Hey, I have an idea.
Hey, you remember the... We needed 2 more guys to meet the quota? Yeah. I got an idea,
it's
just
bro.
Movie night for them.
I got an idea, dude. This would be hilarious. They dress like pirates, too. They somehow convinced them. They went down to, like, the fucking little ship museums and went to the pirate crews all dressed up. Like, hey, you want to actually do a real pirate gig? Sail up with us to the coast and kidnap the governor. Let's go.
Governor.
Yeah.
Parlay.
Fuck. He's Parlay. No, it's Parlay. Parlay.
That's what I said.
I thought you said Parlay.
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 If you say it with an accent, Parlay.
Parlay. Parlay. Parlay. No, you still have an R.
Everyone in the the Pirates of the
Caribbean. Parlay.
I remember Elizabeth or Wilbur going, Parlay.
Parlay.
They don't go Parlay.
I tried to do a female high voice and that didn't work out.
You just sound like yourself.
Huh? Oh, yeah? Wow. Ooh, burn. Burn. Or well, boom, roasted. That's what it was.
Boom, roasted.
You're ugly. Boom, roasted.
What are you reading?
I'm reading it. I wanted to make sure I was right about this kidnapping thing.
Oh, really? He's fact-checking.
It seems like it.
Okay, so you're good.
Apparently, the people weren't even convicted.
Yeah, dude.
They got the judges,
I was gonna say the jury. They're just like, so wait, you didn't want to kidnap the governor? No, we just like,
they were just going along. The whole defense was that this would not have happened if the FBI agents didn't egg him on.
I was gonna say
exactly.
They're just like, you didn't want to kidnap him? No, we were just like doing what they were doing, and like
came up more like, hey, monkey.
Yeah, we were a little scared. We thought we were a little scared, and then it turned out they were serious. And, like, we didn't know.
We thought it was a prank, bro.
Yeah, we thought the governor was, like, their friend or something. No. We were role-playing, man.
I won't lie, dude. I was just really high. I thought it sounded funny.
Kidnap the governor? Sure, dude.
Sure? I thought they were just joking.
I was gonna be like, I didn't think anyone had actually.
Dude, man, the feds really got nothing better to do, huh? I don't know. We gotta give a shout out to the men and women serving our country, though.
100%.
They some of them feds do some real cool shit, yeah. Bro. Some good shit.
Of course, it's the ones that don't.
Yeah.
But we don't.
But do
know
you think they last that long? Like the ones that don't. Do you really think they last that long?
Those are the ones that get to the top.
You think? No, you don't think of like a good agent.
The ones that do it dirty.
Yeah.
Dude, the top is so corrupted.
I don't know, I try to have the best hope for humanity.
I do too, but it's like, I don't know anything. You think the government is just telling us what they're actually doing?
I mean, no. I mean, they definitely have us censored, and they definitely hide stuff.
So yeah. And what we find out is bad enough, so what do you think they're hiding?
Let me read you this quote.
That's why I'm just like, I don't even know, man.
So BuzzFeed News revealed in a series of investigative stories that the FBI used no less than a dozen confidential informants and two undercover agents to gather intel on the group. Working in secret, they did more than just passively observe and report on the actions of the suspects, the story noted. Instead, they had a hand in nearly every aspect of the alleged plot, starting with its inception. Yeah. So they came up with the plot and just guided it along the whole time.
Yeah. I'm telling you, they're just having movie night, dude, and they're like, you know what would be funny?
When the group took a nighttime road trip to surveil Whitmer's summer house, there were two informants and two undercover agents in the cars with them, and multiple agents surveilling them, including an agent on Whitmer's boat dock.
Dude, they were just having, like, a whole movie out of this. They're just, like,
imagine those two dudes, what they just went through in those spans of, like, till they got acquitted.
No,
they're just like,
I think I was wrong about the numbers. I was wrong about the numbers. But I haven't gotten anything clear from this article. Oh.
Imagine the people, though. They're just like, dude, like, we were living a normal life and...
Some changed the bed.
And then we just, like... we just got charged for kidnapping the governor.
So Fox, the alleged mastermind of the conspiracy to kidnap Whitmer...
Lived
in the basement of a Grand Rapids, Michigan vacuum shop. Other plotters called him Captain Autism. And one said in court... And one said in court that his shooting skills weren't top-notch.
Damn.
And he wasn't a cop.
They called him Captain Autism.
And he wasn't a cop.
I don't know.
All the feds were calling him Captain Autism.
No, all the members, the other plotter, the people who weren't in the feds, they were calling him Captain Autism.
The Fed was Captain Autism?
I don't know if he was the Fed.
Oh.
The alleged mastermind.
Which was one of the feds, probably.
Well, you said at the inception of it.
Yeah.
That's what the article said.
Damn, dude.
This is really confusing.
Imagine, though, the whole time, though, these two the FBI agents are riding with them. They have the earpieces in. Everyone's surveilling them, just giggling. Like, look at these two idiots. They think they're gonna kidnap the governor, all laughing. And then in court, the two idiots are like, yeah, dude, we thought they were idiots. Like, I mean, we were riding with Captain Autism over here. Like, we're like, are these guys really gonna kidnap the governor?
The individual who raised the possibility
no
of blowing
up... No wonder they
up...
thought it was a joke. It was Captain Autism.
Bro.
They're like, dude, yeah.
The individual...
Sure,
go,
we'll
kidnap
the governor. Come on.
Hey, let's go, guys. Let's go check out this summer home.
The individual who raised the possibility of blowing up a bridge turned out to be an undercover FBI agent.
How bro, this guy was
the cops
like,
are chasing
like...
us. What if we blow up the bridge?
Bro,
good thinking.
Now this FBI agent was just like,
you got it, Captain Autism.
Undercover, dude. He's like, I won't get in trouble if I blow up the bridge. I'll just say it was like, I had to. He was like, I gotta have some fun with this. He's like, I'm undercover.
That's messed up.
You gotta think, dude, undercover guys, like in mobs and shit, they probably have fun, dude. They all like in strip clubs and fucking probably doing drugs and shit because they can't.
Dude, they're probably just
undercover.
Like, imagine if it was just Captain Autism. He's just like, all right, feds are chasing us after we do this. What are we doing? Come on, give me ideas. And they're just throwing out, blow up a bridge. I like it.
No, come on.
In
like,
another instance.
If cops are after us, what do we do, Captain Autism? Do we have any TNT? I have an idea.
That's why you're the captain, man.
Let's blow the bridge.
Aye, sure.
They end up blowing it up before they get there. Guys, we were supposed to cross it before we blew it up.
In another instance.
Captain Autism. Oh, they always say I'm a little premature.
So listen to this. In another instance, an FBI handler texted Big Dan.
Big Dan? What are they saying?
No, they texted. The FBI agent texted Big Dan, the mission is to kill the governor specifically.
That's Captain Autism's right-hand man right there. Big Dan.
Captain Autism and
that's
Big
his,
Dan.
That's his bodyguard right there.
The violent fantasies were just rough talk from some guys who were stoned and drunk more often than
I called it! We fucking called it!
They're just joking!
They're just like, yeah, let's go kidnap the governor!
They had no respect for Fox, the supposed leader, and they were too baked...
So Fox
no, listen,
was
listen, 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 listen.
Fox was
listen,
an agent
listen,
then
listen.
If they didn't.
And they were too baked to even come up with a coherent plan.
Dude, that sounds like something that I did, bro.
That's
I
a Cheech and Chong movie right
one
there.
Iteration involved using stolen Black Hawk helicopters. Another required no less than 3 teams and several boats, possibly with the intention of leaving Whitmer adrift on Lake Michigan.
Yeah. Oh, this is the Michigan governor?
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
They did not have boats. They did not have cavalry.
They did not have Black Hawk helicopters. Yeah.
There was no plan to kidnap the governor, and there was no agreement between these 4 men.
Oh, so there's 4.
Yeah, they were really just joking, bro.
12 feds for 4.
Alice, stop being a tornado. Get on the bed.
Dude, some fed on his day off really heard them talking at the bar, and he was like, guys, they're going to kidnap the governor.
But no, dude, they were all so fucked up that the FBI forgot that they made the plan, and they're like, these guys are really going to kidnap the governor.
That's crazy,
man. Come here.
Come
here. What, you want some milk? Come here. Come here.
That's
come
funny.
Come here. Yes, you can get up here.
That was funny.
Oh,
he's a big boy.
He's so bye-bye, babe. You wanted some room.
That's funny, dude.
Damn.
That's wild. So
I can't believe that's like an actual like true story, dude.
And believe it or not.
That should be a fucking movie. Someone needs to make that into a movie.
I would watch that, dude.
Captain
four,
Autism.
A group of 4 friends, like The Hangover, like that, just like a group of characters, and they just get roped into a fed scheme, like, to kidnap the governor. Oh.
See, yeah, I'm not gonna
But then
say.
You could make it that the feds are serious and then they're like wait, no, we're actually kidnapping the governor.
That'd be
the movie.
Oh, yeah.
You gotta make a twist or something.
The FBI agents are like at a bar, just talking. We gotta find a way to like get some guys for a quota. And they're like,
yeah.
What if we convince people to kidnap the governor, 2 high guys are just like,
No, the governor.
Okay,
no,
wait,
what they
wait,
need
let
to
me
do
make
is
a correction.
Here's the
let
movie,
me make a correction.
The movie idea. Ready?
Wait, no. Before you go on, let me make a correction. It wasn't 9 people, 11 feds. They said that it was like I think they said it was 6 people, and more than half of them were feds.
Okay.
Yeah.
So anyways.
So more than half of them were feds.
Yeah. What's your movie idea?
I was going to say, you'd have to make it so like the governor was like some high price target for some reason. And then the feds actually wanted to kidnap it, but they needed to find some dumb people to take the charges on them.
Yeah,
so they find the group of 3 dudes and they're like, we're going to convince them to kidnap the governor. And they think they're just playing around because they're all like stone drunk.
Yeah.
And then, like, it actually happens.
Autism, bro.
It actually happens, and they're like, wait, we're trying to kidnap the governor. That would be a pretty funny movie, I feel like. It'd have to be, like, a Hangover type.
Yeah, go up. Yeah, there you go, puppy.
I see potential. Become a director?
Fucking...
Do it.
Dude, yeah, there we go.
No,
that's a movie
idea.
Copyright.
Don't take our idea.
Yeah, don't take our idea.
Please don't do it.
Oh, what was that from? Like, oh, dude, the Hoops line is it anyways? When he's like, worst cops, and the guy he runs out. He's like, hey, stop it, hey, give me my gun back. Hey, stop it, please.
No, come on.
Stop.
No, the twist is that the feds, they've been putting LSD in your water every time you come to the meeting. And then, so when you're going out on this planet...
That's a method, bro. That's like a legit method to get someone to actually like...
That has to be like towards the end when they figure it out and they're like...
They sober up.
Yeah. Like, and the governor's in the car. Prison,
like you've been sentenced to 25 years.
That'd be
an ending. Dude, but the thing is,
then you could do a sequel of them getting out and getting back.
What was that one guy that was put in like prison?
Fast and Furious, baby, make 11 movies out of it.
Or something, and they, like, the theory is that they gave him like a ton of LSD and now he went crazy and shit.
You talking about the one who assassinated Kennedy?
Yeah, or something. Oh. No, wasn't that guy killed?
Lee Harvey Oswald. Yeah, he assassinated the assassinator.
You're talking about John Booth or something?
No, John Wilkes Booth. He got killed, bro.
Yeah. He got killed in a barn.
It's crazy how all these assassinations end up.
The assassinators always die.
Yeah, they always end up.
Before they go to trial, someone was so worked up. They assassinated the assassinator. I loved Abe Lincoln.
Did you ever see that video?
The video of like it's in like 1984, and like the dude like. I don't know if he raped and killed, but he molested his, like, daughter, and he was walking by the paper and just headshotted him, got acquitted of it, too, because it was in Texas in the 80s, dude.
Yeah, dude, they were just like, they're like,
but I can't remember.
He was like, you raped my daughter, I shot him in the head, and they're like, yeah, that's fair. I mean, low-key, bro, if I was a judge, I would have acquitted him, too. I'd be like, yeah, dude. I'd be like, honestly, you're gonna do a month.
It was
of jail
like
an
11. I feel
like
she was pretty young. It was like 11 or. Like,
oh,
it was,
in that case, I'd be like,
she
go.
Was young.
I was like, go home to your daughter, bro. I was like, if it was like older, I'd be like, well, you shouldn't justify ever like taking another man's life. It's like I sentenced him to life already. You should have respected my judgment.
I would
have
been like,
is that
Texas penalty? If
Texas
said,
does have the death
exactly,
penalty,
exactly. So they could
have
used
it. No, he would have been like, I sent him to life, and just be like.
But it takes years for that shit.
I shortened his sentence,
he's like, I figured that his blood should have been on my hands.
No, I would have just been like, I shortened his sentence.
I'm pretty sure. Some
you
people...
sentenced him to life.
I think some people went on death row for
20 years.
That's true.
That's true.
Yeah. I don't know what the fuck could be holding it up.
I mean, you ask any dad, he probably said he would do
dude,
the
if
same
I was
thing.
Ever on
See,
death
I'm not
row,
a dad, so I would know
hey,
that anger.
If
that
you were ever on death row for your last meal, just be like a spoonful of Nutella.
What?
He's definitely
allergic
to hazelnut.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I would be like, I would want to find something I'm deathly allergic to and just be like, for my last meal, just be like, give me a spoonful of that.
Nah, bro, I get sushi.
Or I'd want to do something really good.
You really
want
on diet
and with
a
side of dessert would be Nutella.
You'd really want to
might
do
as well go out. No one would taste like
Nutella cupcake.
It's pretty gas.
Nutella
is fire, dude.
I guess it's better than lethal. I don't know.
Sushi with a Nutella cupcake.
Would you rather die of an allergic reaction to suffocating than a lethal injection where you just die peacefully?
Yeah, cause fuck them.
Yeah,
they can't
control me. You dying on your own terms. Yeah, I respect that. I would fucking respect that. Yeah.
Although that probably would suck.
I don't know, but look at them Japanese guys fucking when they would take their life, cutting their stomachs open and shit.
Ooh.
Hurry up, go piss or something.
The samurai?
Yeah, the samurai, bro. That shit was nuts.
Dude, they were another level because it wasn't even like, if they lost, they wanted to kill themselves. And like, you see the movies, I wonder if it's true, like when you see the movies.
Death before dishonor, dude.
Well, but like you see the samurai movies and stuff when they're like, no, I'm not letting you kill yourself, and they defeat him. They're like, don't let me disgrace. Like, was that, you think that's accurate?
Yeah.
Like, if they actually, like, didn't let them kill themselves, they're like,
disgrace, bro.
That's crazy.
They're like, I think there's a, like, when you do that, you're also entering in, like, the heaven or whatever, right? Like, it's an honor thing.
Maybe.
I don't know if it's like that, but I definitely know, like, if a guy, denied him that, you're basically, like, denying him being a man.
Dude, you're
you're not dying a man, bro. That's basically what they're saying. No, I'm not going to let you die, man.
The Last Samurai?
Like, fuck you, bro. The Last Samurai, dude. I remember watching that with you.
I need to watch
that. Wasn't that your first rated R movie? It was, like, when we were kids.
It was one of them.
And, like,
of
we
them.
Watched it, and you cried, bro.
Dude.
Because,
I think I don't even know if I could watch, like... I wouldn't cry now, but I remember I watched it, like, a while ago, and, like, I teared up, and I was like, dude, it just hits. That ending...
Dude, when that ending, the cherry blossoms, bro, and it's like
conversations.
Oh my gosh, bro.
Dude, I was like, nah, don't say that.
Bro, I remember when you were crying. Don't say that.
Yeah, no, because I was laying on the couch.
I was laughing.
I was like, what, maybe 11? I don't know. I was probably young. But I just remember laying on the couch, and you just look up here like, are you crying? No.
No.
Oh, dude, it hit me. Oh, that was such a good movie.
We're talking about The Last Samurai.
Have you ever watched that movie?
Maybe.
Dude. What? You maybe have watched it?
You can't say
it?
Maybe. That's
such
a good movie.
That's such a good movie.
Didn't they choose an American actor to play the samurai?
No.
Well, no, no.
Tom
he
Cruise.
Was...
Yeah.
Tom Cruise. But
yeah.
No. Well,
was
it wasn't an
American.
He was an American in the movie.
No,
he was there.
He was an American military advisor.
He was sent there to train them.
I'd watch that again with you, kid.
I'm so down to watch it.
We'll have a little smoke session.
I haven't watched it in a minute.
We'll watch them.
Not tonight. We're
not
busy.
Tonight, dude.
Yeah,
you're doing.
Me and Caleb are busy.
Not tonight. We talked about the FBI. They're already listening to this episode.
Dang,
now they're
bro.
Coming for you, dude.
Yeah, fuck.
They're coming for
Dang,
you, dude.
Bro, they heard that.
They probably don't care.
Yeah, they heard us talk about the Gretchen Whitmer plot and how we're FBI.
Oh, we talked about Captain Autism. They're already, dude, next thing you know,
they
just bust down
much.
The door. And it's Captain Autism.
Yeah, I was
like,
going to say, he has a bulletproof vest, and it's like the military thing is just Captain Autism.
Bro, imagine the guy in charge of your plot to kidnap the fucking governor. All of your subordinates call him Captain Autism.
And then his right-hand man is Big Dan.
Big Dan! No, I want to be Big Dan. No, you're Captain Autism.
I'm Dirty Dan.
Who you call Pinhead.
Who you call Pinhead. SpongeBob yeah. again, dude. That's like...
No, I'm Dirty Dan.
No, I'm Dirty Dan.
No, I'm Dirty Dan.
Oh, that's a heat episode, too.
Dude, fucking Sandy.
I'm saying our era of cartoons were pretty fire. 90s cartoons
well, yeah,
were
dude,
heat.
Yeah,
that was when Sandy was in hibernation.
Yeah.
She was all fat.
And she was like, really?
She was all huge. A fucking bodybuilder.
Yeah, dude.
Because that's all they do. Dude.
I feel like up until like 2000, like... Early 2000s cartoons were heat.
We had like fucking Avatar, The Last Airbender, Codename Kid Next Door.
That was heat.
Fucking even Zoe 101, Drake and Josh, That's So Raven.
I don't know how to respond.
Who is this?
This is Ball John, Airline John.
Airline John?
Airline
Ball
John,
Airline John, regular tones.
What the fuck is that? What are you talking about?
He said, where are you?
And I said, podcast.
And he said,
what the fuck?
What do you mean?
I don't know.
Were
maybe
you supposed to be at work?
Something today?
Maybe he's just at the bar. And he's
I'm
like,
just going to send him a thumbs down.
Who's Airline John?
No, he's a...
Oh, with glasses?
No.
Oh, who am I thinking of then?
Why do you call him...
I have no fucking idea.
Bald dude with glasses.
Why do you call him Airline John?
Because he works for an airline. And then
his
it's
name's
funny.
John.
His name's John, and then I call him... I'll call him Bald John.
How old is he?
I don't know, but
he's
bald.
Kids, though. He's old. Yeah.
So why is he wondering where you at?
Because, I don't know.
You guys hang out?
He just said, where are you, Taylor?
You homies with him?
Taylor?
He said Taylor.
No, because he's paying for my golf round. We're going
this
golfing.
Is like your sugar daddy?
What are you, fucking sugar daddy,
bro?
No, because it's like a going away gift. Because I've served him as like a bartender, you know?
Oh, you served him,
Oh, you served him, so it is like a sugar daddy.
You served him, and now he's paying for stuff.
Now he's buying you rounds of golf, bro. Whoa.
Sounds like a sugar daddy situation if I've ever heard one.
Because I let him and his friends like stay at Tony's late one night just because I was still doing my stuff.
After
then,
hours.
Yeah, you show him the freezer,
like,
bro.
He was like, I got you for golf.
You service him then?
I'm not even going to respond.
You brought it too far into the freezer.
Damn it. Don't you hate
it? Yeah, we don't talk about what happens in the freezer.
No, you're right.
I don't know what you're talking about.
If we talked about what was happening in the freezer, me and Caleb would have gotten arrested by now.
I definitely got hit.
I object to that.
Behind five guys.
I don't know what he's talking about.
Yeah, you definitely don't know what he's talking about.
When I was in high school and worked five guys, there's this chick, dude.
You and five guys?
Oh. Whoa. Him and five guys went in the freezer.
You what?
Never mind.
Jeez. I forgot you worked at Five Guys.
For like a little, that's where I met Jared, remember?
Hey, Seth,
that's
why,
where you met Jared.
Seth,
I didn't,
why are you taking the mop in the freezer?
Huh?
Why are you taking
no,
the
No, it was
the
behind
freezer?
Five Guys. I never went to the freezer. She gave me a head behind Five Guys. It was some girl that I worked with.
Was that your story?
Yeah.
Oh.
Wasn't a very good one.
No, but we were just talking about that. I was just like, okay. Yeah. Oh, I got head behind Five Guys one time when I was working there. I was in the freezer. I definitely have known people that
Five Guys. What?
I definitely have known people that talk about like they fucked in like a freezer.
I wouldn't be surprised. Five Guys, Zach, you could probably handle it.
Wow. How many marshmallows can you fit in your mouth?
I don't know.
Too many.
Too many.
He doesn't even have to take the plastic off.
Oh, just put the bag. Wow.
Jeez.
Damn. What kind of cartoon shit is that? Just.
Well, that's like Kung Fu Panda when he did the dumplings.
Ah, oh, the dumplings, yeah.
24 or whatever it was.
I don't know, yeah. I don't know. It was like 45. It was like 45 bing bong. Noye
Lamo?
Noye Lamo. You crash, and then you're going to go till 200X. 200X or bust.
What?
If you know, you know.
If you know, you know. All right. Fuck.
We're back.
What are we back with? Tell us.
I've never left.
What's the latest news, Tyler?
What? Oh.
It's on you, Caleb.
No, I'm just trying to remember. What's the movie where it's like the retired dude and like he's like, I'm back like I never left. And he has the...
All I remember
I
is
am who I
Day.
Am. I say I am.
I remember Independence Day.
No, it's.
Day, like,
I think
last
it's.
Mission
is it
retirement.
Where Will Ferrell and he has a scene in the bar, where like it's him and it's.
It's like Bad Boys.
No, it's him in the bar, and it's like himself. It's like his college guy.
Step Brothers.
He's like.
Gemini or whatever that movie was called.
Yeah, let's get a bump.
Will Ferrell. I said.
Oh, Will Ferrell. I thought you said Will Smith.
No.
What? Oops. How did you mess those up?
He's like, remember who you are.
Oh, get hard.
No, it was the weight of unbearable massive talent. It was Nick Cage in the bar. When he was like,
oh, that was like, such a great movie.
Yeah, he was like, remember who you are.
Oh, I don't really remember that one. I love that scene when they're on acid, trying to get over the wall.
Oh yeah,
I love
that's a good
no,
movie. You should watch that.
No,
that's
a great fucking
movie,
dude.
Love
I watched it with
Once
John
upon
again.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Dude,
that's a good
I need
movie.
To watch that movie still.
I'm
You've
still
never seen Once Upon a Time in Hollywood?
It's one of the
it's a masterpiece.
Only fucking it's
one
of the only Quentin Tarantino movies I haven't watched.
So it's one of
Actually,
those movies.
I think that is the only Quentin Tarantino movie I haven't watched yet. And
For
it's
me?
Because I fucking told Cody I'd watch it with him, but now because he lives fucking back in Oklahoma,
yeah,
like Oklahoma.
Swimming in his reservoir.
Exactly.
Drinking
bro.
The water
drinking
as he's swimming.
Drinking the water and shit, bro. Living
it's
on,
pretty
living
dope.
On that land
it is
and
dope.
Shit. We haven't watched it, so I'm gonna call him and be like, dude, I'm not waiting for you anymore.
No, that's a good movie.
It's okay. I always hear it, and like I have gone this long. I don't know the plot. I don't know what happens in the movie. I know nothing about the movie. I have always...
Don't.
The only scene I know of that movie is the Leonardo DiCaprio part where he goes...
That's me.
And whistles.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
That's the only scene I know of that movie. I literally know nothing else of that movie. Anytime I was listening to the Quentin Tarantino Joe Rogan podcast, they started talking about it. I just skipped until like I just clicked it and they weren't talking about it. And I just...
That's how I watched it. I didn't know any of the backstory or anything.
Yeah.
And I watched it and I was like, oh, that's a good movie.
You know, maybe
and
I
then,
watched that with John.
And then I looked it up and actually
that.
Read about like the story of the movie. And I was like, it's actually, it was,
Are
I
you
feel like it was
with
much,
the Sharon
don't
tell me anything, dude.
He doesn't,
no.
He wouldn't,
anything.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying, anything. Like, I didn't realize that
you know
either,
what,
but then
I'll
learned.
Maybe that'll get John, because
but then
John,
I learned
John's always like, I don't know, and then you come up with something he likes to do, and he's like, oh, I'm done.
Then I learned about it after I watched it, and it made it cool. I was like, oh, that's like, it's cool.
Yeah.
Because he just takes something and does a different take,
dude,
but you don't know.
Well, yeah, because he fucks with history and stuff
yeah.
like that. It's
well, no,
great.
But
you know his
should
style.
Be at least familiar with
I'm with Quentin Tarantino's film work and how he does
I didn't.
Story. I didn't understand it.
I didn't know the story, and I understood it. I knew what was happening.
Dude,
I mean, the ending took me by surprise,
better.
And then
yeah.
I understood
talking
it.
About killing Hitler at the
yeah.
end of Inglourious Basterds, but he's like, well, I'm already messing with it. He's like, why not do it? Like, he's like, let's kill him.
No, but all I gotta say is that movie is, I don't know, I was watching
yeah,
it.
Yeah, he was like, I'm not gonna have it be like some, it was like some double of Hitler. He's like, no, I want it to be.
I was watching movie. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and I kept asking myself, why am I not bored? Because there was really nothing going on, but I'm like,
stop
why am I not
it.
Bored?
You're
like, this is so intriguing, why am I not bored?
No, I went into it knowing nothing about it either, and then I actually read about it after, and it was I was like, oh, that's cool.
Exactly, once I watch it, then I'll dive deep into all of it. But I love Quentin Tarantino. It's crazy that he only has one movie left.
Because then you get to see what story he started took talking, and how he did it. And you're like, oh, I remember. Like it matches. It's a different way of going about it, you know?
Did you hear about that? Like, something about, like, Quentin Tarantino. It's, like, saying, like, he might not even make one more movie. Like, he might just
isn't it 10?
Like, there's 10, but he has one more. But he's, like, or something with, like, everything that's been going on and shit. Like, he might not make one.
That's gay as fuck if he doesn't make it.
That's what I said. I don't know if it was
you
true.
You can't say you're
going to...
How soft
are
you? You can't say you're going to...
No, that's the thing is, because anytime you hear...
he's gone soft!
Hey, whoa.
Oh, no, going soft!
Dude, that's the thing. Anytime you hear about him, like, he like, truly will be talking and say, I don't give a fuck what anyone thinks. Like, Quentin Tarantino is, like, a fucking man, bro. He's, like,
but all I'm saying... is if you say
so
you're going to make 10
it,
movies.
You make fucking 10 movies.
I don't know if it's true. Exactly.
Damn straight.
But I heard that it might be fucking... He might do like a Kill Bill Volume 3. That might be his 10th movie.
It's like nah, because don't they consider the Kill Bills... Like, he considers those as one piece.
Exactly.
If I'm not mistaken.
No. The Kill Bill Volume 3, it would be... You remember... at the end of...
But no, I feel like he'd do Kill Bill Volume 3 and then he'd do something like an own movie.
He couldn't. No, he's stopping at 10.
Yeah, but is 1 and 2 a part of the 9 or is 1 and 2
no,
1?
They're a part of the 9.
No, I feel like I've talked to
John. No, they
don't
count as 1. They don't count as 1. That's what you're trying to say. No, they count as 2. He considered it as just one story, like one like full long storyline. Because I think it wasn't his. I wonder if his original idea was to just do one big one, but it was like fucking 6 hours. Can't do that. But like he was talking about like the 10th movie, like or there was a theory that it's gonna be the daughter.
There's 11 movies when I look up Quentin Tarantino.
What? What are they?
Did you not just hear he considers Kill Bill?
Well, so The Hateful Eight, Once Upon a Time, Inglourious Basterds, Django. Jackie Brown, Pulp Fiction, Death Proof, Reservoir Dogs, Kill Bill Volume 1, Kill Bill Volume 2, and Four Rooms.
So 9.
Well, if you take Kill Bill Volume 1 and 2,
what?
That becomes 10.
That can't be right.
Because it'd be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9,
How
10.
Many Quentin Tarantino movies are there?
Didn't tell you.
How many films... Why does this count? Quentin. Okay, exactly. How many Quentin Tarantino movies directed are there? Tarantino has one more left, according to his self-imposed 10-film goal. But many have already directed more.
It looks like 4.
But he may have already directed more than 9 movies. Tarantino 10-film only limit was reached with the release Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Even though it was billed as Tarantino's 9th film.
Yeah, that's why. Because Kill Bill 1 and 2 are considered 1. He considers...
He's connected a short film, blah, blah, blah. Guest director.
Yeah, all that. Like, it's only his movies that he counts.
But he
counts 1 and 2 as 1.
I guess, but there's a possibility. I don't know.
So
true.
Then
he'd
do
3,
and then
3.
I think he'd do something else to end
Maybe.
It.
Maybe.
But he might not...
But they're talking about... No, it'd be a whole different movie. That would be the daughter of the you know... I can't remember the name.
Yeah,
because
when she was
girl?
Like, she was like, when you grow up, find
when you,
me or
yeah,
something.
Grow up, find me. Or was it the black girl's daughter? It was the black girl's
it was,
daughter.
It was
killed her at home.
Yeah, that's what
yeah,
it was. That's what it
I
was.
I do remember that scene.
Yeah.
I don't remember Kill Bill.
Actually, like, when
but
you're
I
older,
do remember.
Yeah, she was like, yeah, she was like, if you're older and you still
you
hate me or something,
like,
yeah.
Come find me. I'll be waiting for
I
you.
I remember parts of it. Like, I remember the snow scene, like, the fight scene in the snow garden.
And all the samurais.
And
and
shit.
I remember the two-story, people go with the fountains. It seemed like a restaurant kind of thing.
Yeah.
Nah, dude. Fucking great movies. Great
Good,
fucking
yeah,
movies.
Yeah, for sure.
Definitely great fucking movies.
That'd be a pretty heat, like,
movie,
volume
like,
3. Just because he did
that,
set it up.
The daughter, yeah.
20 years later, and you just got the daughter, and she's some like she's just been training.
I was about to say she's some trans. And I'm like, what?
We gotta start wrapping it up. Yeah, at 6:30.
Jeez.
Wow, so aggressive with it. You can just be like, hey man, you know what? Like, it's coming up. I gotta be dipping out of here. And we ended like, all right, yeah, no problem, dude. It was great
I just said we
you.
Gotta start wrapping it up.
Great
at
having 6:30. You, shit, you know. So fucking aggressive with it, man. Did you have a good time?
Well, that gives us like a solid 15 minutes to keep going.
Oh,
I just said
like another 50. Okay.
Yeah, cool. I just said we got to start wrapping it up. You know, we can't get into any too in-depth topics.
Why are you sounding
topics?
Like New Yorker right now? Hey, I'm walking here.
Hey, man.
Fuck you.
hey,
I parked the car.
Yo, 15 more minutes on the clock. Yay! All right.
That wasn't really New York.
Yeah, that was more like New Jersey, huh?
That was more like fuck you.
Hey, shut up, Captain Autism.
Yeah, that's you.
Yeah, get out of here. Get out of here.
I'm Big Dad, baby.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, I'd take Captain Autism if you're Big Dan.
I'll be Big Dan.
Big Dan seems like
you're one of
like
the fucking feds, Zach.
Yeah.
No, dude, I'd be one of the high guys going along with it, bro. I'd be
like, bro, Gretchen Whitmer lives right by a bridge. We could blow it up to prevent her from escaping. I cannot believe that was an FBI.
No, we wait until they're over the bridge, blow it up, and we catch her in a net.
No,
I didn't say it.
It was the fucking, wait, guys, we have any TNT? I have an idea.
No, I didn't say it. When I was reading through the whole bridge thing, they were talking about blowing up a bridge near her house to slow down the police response. And then I read later that it was the fucking feds that suggested that they blow up the bridge.
Well, they're probably like suggesting so that they won't think we're feds if we suggest, hey, we're gonna blow up a bridge. They're not gonna think we're cops if we say this.
Bro, but more than half of them were feds.
Dude, imagine just like, what if we blew up
the bridge? Wait, did all the feds know about each other?
Something a fed would say.
I
couldn't tell you.
Or were they all undercover and no one knew how all of them? Like, one was sending, hey, get someone to like try to kidnap the governor. So he went in.
I really hope they all
didn't know. No, it went like this. So like, it went like this, bro. One fed. There's nine.
Dude's like, let's blow up the bridge. He's like, damn, I'm getting this guy. I'm going to lock him up.
Here's a theory, bro. Here's a fucking
FBI,
theory.
FBI, damn it. You too.
He's a fed.
You too.
No, dude. This is the theory. So they tell the first, like, fed. Like, they give nine guys and like, yo, we need people to go fucking, like, and they all have to be separate because they're going undercover. They got to keep each other's identity secret.
Was this an experiment?
No, they're like, all right. No, they're just like, go get someone. We need to make a quota. I don't know. Make something up. And they all, like, they give the assignment, hey, try to get someone to try to kidnap someone. And they all come up with, hey, but we're not kidnapping the governor. So the guy goes to the bar, meets, like, two guys, and he's like, man. Or he's just in there, he's like, I need someone to kidnap the governor. And another agent walks in, bro, and he's like, I need someone to get. And they convince each other, not knowing each other. And then that's what they do. They just keep bumping into them because they're all going to the same fucking place to convince people, and they're all just trying to convince each other.
Listen, I can see
and
that.
And just two idiots came along with it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but the only thing I think is if I was at the bar like and I was I was an agent trying to get someone to kidnap the governor, and someone came up to me and was like, hey, you want to kidnap the governor? I'd be like, you a fed? And you'd probably be like, oh, yeah. You? Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I feel like if someone asked me and I was like, wait, that's my task.
What if it was more subtle than that? It was just like one FBI agent goes in and fucking meets the two high guys and they're just talking about it. And the other FBI agent walks in and goes, no fucking way. My lucky day.
That,
they have like
fucking see, I can
say,
see.
I want in
I can
on this,
see
guys.
That. I
and
can
then
see
the third
that.
One walks in and goes, no fucking way.
I
get,
that'd
this
be,
is no.
That'd
all
be,
right, I'm joining this.
That'd
like,
be pretty.
And each one thinking that they're getting another
yeah,
guy.
But yeah, that's
I'm
what
gonna
I was
get four
say.
Guys.
I was gonna say,
I'm gonna get five guys.
That's that. I
all
can
the
say,
captain's gonna be so happy
that'd
with me. Captain Autism's.
Every time you're undercover and you shake someone's hand, you wiggle your pinky, and if they wiggle back,
oh,
they're a fed.
Dude, you could probably actually get someone to
you shake
that.
Everyone's
bro,
hands and they're all feds.
No, dude, now go to a bar, like a bar, and actually do that to someone. You shake someone's hands, do that, they'd be like, what the fuck, and then, dude? And you're like, no, stop, dude. I'm glad to know you're not a fed. And they'd be like, what? Like, well, I learned from, like, this thing that it's the fed.
It's called the Floating Island Podcast.
It's how they tell who's undercover and whatnot. When they do it, they do this little pinky thing, and then you can tell it's fed. And be like, what the fuck?
No, I'd do it, and they'd be like, what the heck? And just be like, ah, oh, you don't know. Just walk away. Oh, you ain't
there,
a part of it? Oh.
You had to be there.
Just
walk
away.
Oh, you're just like, oh, I thought you were a member.
Oh, I thought you were cool.
I thought you were a member and then just kind of walk away.
Well, look at the time.
What? Oh, fuck it. That's funny.
It flew away from me. I must leave this non-federal agent bar.
What?
I don't know. You lost me on that one.
Yeah, man. You got me kind of.
I'm not gonna go through the effort to explain it.
I kind of think you were a part of the joke, but I just think it was very late timed, and I don't know.
Yeah, comedy's all about timing, bro.
Boo.
No, comedy's about being funny.
That's true. And timing. There's a lot that goes into timing. Dude. You have to know when.
That's
to
pretty
well,
good.
Is it not true? Like, comedy's really about being funny.
That's pretty good.
It's the main thing.
Yeah.
You got good timing, but your jokes suck. Don't matter.
That's true.
Got good jokes, but your timing sucks. It's eh.
Yeah.
Cause you're like, eh,
but
was,
if you get both,
then
you got
fun.
Good jokes and good timing. You're hilarious.
Yeah.
All right. Fucking on that note, guys. Fucking hey,
bing,
appreciate you fucking coming on, yo, Tyler. Oh, Caleb, don't push the microwave yet. I just said microwave. What the fuck was that?
It's too heavy. It went too far. So the
all right, just hold it there. Yeah, just.
baby.
Well, I appreciate you guys. Tyler, I wish you nothing but like love and happiness in your future endeavors, dude.
Motherfucker, would you just throw a bottle cap at me?
No.
Just end the podcast.
No, play the One Piece theme to end it.
Alright, you know what? For you, I'll do that.
Bro. It's not the theme.
I don't fucking care.
What's the theme?
Unbroken, I think it is.
I don't know. I don't know what's called.
It's called Unbroken.
I think so. Unbroken.
Well, dude, fucking go kill it in Denver.
I will.
You know we love you. You can don't. Always. Anytime you want to, hey, dude. Anytime you
want
to come on.
Well, I just don't want you to end up in jail. Don't kill it.
Oh.
Succeed. I was gonna say crush it, but I was like, that's kind of bad too. Break a leg.
Yeah, break a leg out there, dude. Yeah. Okay. Fucking love you, Caleb. I'm sure I'll see you.
Let's hope not.
Let's hope not, bro.
I'm just gonna go downstairs. Oh, you again.
Wow. Fuck.
Long time no see, dude.
But yeah,
I've been trying to avoid
it's
you.
Been, what? 7 hours?
Tyler,
like, I know I'm trying to avoid
anytime
you.
Anytime you ever want to fucking come beyond the podcast, you're always welcome. We love you.
I don't think this is what I wanted to listen
to. Is that not it?
This isn't what he wanted.
It's called Unbroken One Piece?
No.
That's
not even close.
Oh, fuck. What's it called? Wow.
Just look up
What a mock ending that was.
Wow.
Look up, like, One Piece. Action build up song.
I said
song.
Unbroken One Piece.
No, just One Piece,
One Piece
action build up
theme?
Sure.
This one?
No! That's...
Oh, okay.
Damn, so aggressive with that.
Hey, Atlas. Stop barking, dude.
Atlas.
Come on, bro. Come on. Yeah, don't look at me.
Overtaken.
Oh, I just saw that.
No, why didn't you select
it? You gotta stick the bottom under here.
It's like crooked.
This one?
Got loosened.
Yeah, you gotta tighten this. This one?
Yeah, this one.
Well, guys, as always, I hope you just keep on living your best life. Keep being you. We're all making up as we go. Thanks again for being on this, guys. Fucking love you guys. Fucking don't fucking put the mic in your mouth.
I wasn't moving the mic.
I wasn't moving his mouth.
What the f- All right, we're out of here.